Yes, ma'am. What is your name?
Tasha Horton.
Okay, Ms. Horton, once again, would you state your name and EDC number for the record?
Okay, Tasha Horton, 205-818.
Okay, Ms. Horton, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that's been presented to the board, I take note that you were notified of this hearing back on September the 14th of this year. Do you remember that notification, ma'am?
Yes.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today, therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
We're doing this by telephone today. You cannot see us and we cannot see you, but we can hear each other. We have five board members participating in your hearing this morning. I would like to introduce them to you by name.
Okay.
They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Reed Kawanis. And my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead panelist for your hearing this morning. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today.
Okay.
Ms. Open and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you guard, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
Thank you. I am going to, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false?
Okay.
And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12F, as demonstrated by your failure to report at the Western Regional Parole Office on or about July 5, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown. Thus, you were under strong from supervision. Ma'am, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you. Based upon the admission of Ms. Horton, I'm going to find that she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, that she was delinquent, that she had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. Phase two of your hearing is very, very important because that's where the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. So please hold on to the phone. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. So we'll be back to you shortly. So at this time, Mr. Westby, would you be kind enough to give us some background information, sir?
On June 26, 2017, Ms. Holton was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. She was arrested August 11, 2018 by Peoria MPD with no new charges. She was diagnosed in custody on August 11, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of March 2nd, 2019, which reflects 402 days of sanity. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. Prior conviction, 2006, dangerous drug violation, 3.5 years. 2006, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2008, forgery, 3 years. This is her third term in DOC, CDYR score 2-3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. SDGA information notes, she is a white supremacist, prior term of supervision, 2008, TIS release, arrested on a new felony for forgery, revoked by the BOEC, 2010, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, reached CSED prior to seeing the BOEC. Her disciplinary violations are moderate with threats and disorderly conduct noted. All arrests on record resulted in charges dismissed or not filed. Her community risk score is a G5B4.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, Ms. Walker, we're back to you, and Well, we're just going to talk for a few minutes, and then you can tell the board anything that you wish to tell the board this morning. As I review your case supervision summary, I do take note that when you were released initially, you were to live at the step house located at 5505 North Unwood Avenue in Glendale, Arizona. So how long did you remain at the step house, halfway house, ma'am?
Until July 4th.
To July 4th, or which year?
Excuse me?
Which year? To July 4th, or when? This year?
17,
okay.
Yeah.
And we'll come back and maybe ask some questions. Where did you go after you left the step house, ma'am?
When I left the step house, I went to a friend's house because they had told me that I dropped a dirty UA, which was false. I was trying to do good. I was seeking employment. I was having a hard time finding employment, and they weren't really helping me. The last halfway house I went to when I got out the last time, they helped me get a job. This place did not.
Okay, so step house did not help you to get a job, and that's
no.
Where you just decided to abscond, and you went with a friend. But did you tell your CO3 where you, I'm sorry, your parole officer where you were residing, ma'am?
No, I panicked because I was listening to other people telling me that they're just going to bring me right back, and I didn't want to come right back.
Okay. Now, while you were out, did you find an employment at all, ma'am?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And we don't show in the programming that you have any UAs while you were out, ma'am?
No, I didn't.
And there were no sanctions imposed because you were out for such a long period of time. So according to information that I believe that I heard from the Department of Corrections, you did abscond for 402 days. So during those 402 days, you were just out with your friend. Did you do any drugs or anything at all during that period of time, ma'am?
I was getting high, but I wasn't committing any crimes or anything like that.
So where were you getting high off of?
Meth.
Meth, okay. Is methamphetamine, is that the drug of choice, or it's just happened to be available?
That's my drug of choice.
Okay, and how long have you been using meth, ma'am?
Off and on since I was 11.
Oh, so that's really
yeah.
The drug of choice. Did you do anything, or have you done anything to kind of rid you of that habit so that you can become clean and be a productive citizen? You doing
yeah, I mean, I've been trying to do, things in here. I'm in the reentry program right now.
Okay.
I was wanting to get the drug program, in case you guys don't reinstate me, I was wanting to get the second chance program over on Piestua to help me get better work skills, because I've never really had a job out there. I do have somebody that told me they can get me a job and have it set up for me for when I get out,
okay.
And a place to stay and stuff, so.
Well, that would be very important, and we trust that, because what the board does today, we hope that you will be able to find a job and be a productive citizen. Do you have family and relatives in the Phoenix area or in Arizona, may I ask?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you have a relationship with family?
Not immediate family, but what I consider family, I do.
Okay. And so you stay in contact with them and so that y'all can have a relationship and they'll be able to work with you and help you whenever you are released. Am I correct, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Now, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know what Mr. Westbury will, and I believe that who that, the Peoria Police Department, that's who arrested you, ma'am?
Yes.
What were you doing at that time?
I was getting a ride to go get a tattoo, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that I was with stopped to do something, and the cops ended up showing up. I was in the back seat, and they ran my name, and I had my warrant, so I came in.
Okay. Well, at this time, I'm going to see if board members might have some questions for you at this time.
Okay.
I don't see any questions coming from board members at this time. We are coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. You can feel free to tell the board anything else you wish to tell the board at this time, but we do ask that you don't repeat yourself. We're prepared to listen, so anything else you want to tell the board, ma'am?
Okay. Just that I hope that you will reinstate me today, because I have completed parole successfully before. I did really good on parole. I've had a job before. I know I can hold one, so... I plan to do good this time. I'm tired of being in this place for sure. So, that's all.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. Let me just ask one question before we go into discussion. You said that when you were out before that you had a job. What kind of work were you doing in the past, ma'am?
I was doing telemarketing from the other halfway house that helped me get a job.
Oh, okay. Well, that's always something that's very positive and that the board worked upon with favor because employment is most important once you're out. Okay, at this time, if there are no questions from board members, the board will now go into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, and I think that you've gone through this process before. We're part of the open meeting laws of the state of Arizona. This will be the first time that the board will have had an opportunity, that it is constituted today, to discuss your case. And we do everything in public, so we want you to stay on the phone so that you can hear everything that the board members will be saying at this time. So at this time, the board is in discussion. I find that Ms. Horton is a very interesting person. She's still a young person. She still has a future before her. I think that just two observations that I would make I'm not pleased with. One is the fact that for whatever reason, and I know it's hard to break a habit, but since that's the use of drugs, although she's, with the methamphetamine, she's been hooked on that since she was 11 years old. I hope that she can find a program where she will never use meth again. The other one that, of course, is one board member I just cannot overlook, and that's the fact that she absconded for 402 days. If she had not absconded for 402 days, I could be persuaded to suggest that she should be released, but I cannot do that in good faith because she did abscond for 402 days, and that is a violation of a policy of the Department of Corrections in the state of Arizona. Therefore, I guess I said that to say that I'm not in favor for those two reasons, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
Second.
Okay, therefore I'm going to move to revoke community supervision for Ms. Horton, ADC number 205818, based upon the fact that she absconded for 402 days and her use of methamphetamine. And that is my motion to revoke.
Agreed.
Motion by Ms. C.J. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnston, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Polonis, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Yes, ma'am, you have been revoked by the board. However, you're going to be released on or about March the 7th, 2019. Put together a plan so when you get out this time, you will not return to DOC. We will not have the honor of seeing you in orange again. Good luck, and thank you so very much for participating in the hearing today.
Thank you.
And please put the CO3 back on the phone.
Thank you.